I, of course, tried to negotiate another 6 months, but it didn't work. And we'll make that decision in 6 months. And,
So at the end of that year, we had cleared out our fears and considerations about marriage. And then we got engaged for a year. So that when we finally did get married, there was no question, no doubt, everything had been cleared away for us to get married. You have a stand about relationship or a stand about marriage or maybe both. We're going to do an eyes closed regression now to give you a chance to go back to when you took your stand about relationship or about marriage and discover what the circumstance was, what was going on, and what you said as a stand about marriage, about relationship, and give you the chance to complete that. And then take a new stand that will be more supportive of you in the future, in your relationship and in your marriage, for those who are married. Any questions about it? Yes. It's okay. When you're in the exercise, this could be an event any time back in your life pre-verbal. You're not. You're not supposed to be looking for. In the moment it's time to go there, you just take whatever you get. You'll be there. The first impression is usually the strongest impression and the right one. So just go with what you get, even if it doesn't make any sense right now. Don't try to judge it, evaluate it, or observe it. Just experience it. And then each time you take the first impression and the first impression. And then you can work it out later. So what it was all about. Okay? Okay, two minute break to run down the hall. Okay? Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And while exhaling, allow your body to relax completely. Take another deep breath. And while exhaling, continue to allow your body to relax completely. Now mentally visualize and imagine a soft red mist surrounding your entire body, warm, pulsating and vibrating, penetrating in and throughout your entire body. Energizing and activating the area at the base of your spine, the base chakra center. Now change the color of the mist to orange. Mentally visualize and imagine a soft orange mist surrounding your entire body. Energizing and activating the creative center, the sexual center, in the area of your belly button. Change the color of the mist to yellow. Mentally visualize and imagine a soft yellow mist surrounding your entire body. Warm, pulsating and vibrating, penetrating in and throughout your entire body. Energizing and activating the light center, the power center in the area of your solar plexus. Change the color of the mist to green. Mentally visualize and imagine a soft green mist surrounding your entire body. Energizing and activating the heart center, the love center in your chest. Now change the color of the mist to blue. Mentally visualize and imagine a soft blue mist surrounding your entire body. Energizing and activating the throat center, the power of the spoken word. change the color of the mist to purple. Mentally visualize and imagine a soft purple mist surrounding your entire body, energizing and activating the brow center, the extrasensory center in your forehead. Change the color of the mist to violet. Mentally visualize and imagine a soft violet mist surrounding your entire body, energizing and activating the crown center in the very top of your head. Now all of the colors combine to form pure white light. The pure white light flows down through the top of your head, into your forehead and your eyes, healing your eyes. Pure white light flowing into your face, your ears and your mouth. Pure white light flowing down your neck, into your shoulders. Pure white light flowing down your arms, into your hands and out your fingers. Pure white light flowing into your chest, down into your abdomen and your waist. Pure white light flowing into your thighs and down into your knees. Pure white light flowing into your calves, down into your ankles and your feet and out your toes. Pure white light flowing throughout your entire body. Now release the past into this light, as if a great burden is lifted off of your shoulders and you become lighter and brighter. Release all negatives into the light as you continue to become lighter and brighter. Release all fear, doubt, worry, and guilt into the light as you continue becoming lighter and brighter. Release all anger into the light as you continue to become lighter and brighter. Now release all human relationships, forgiving all things past, forgiving all things present, forgiving all things future, as you continue becoming lighter and brighter. Now release your own self-image, your opinion of yourself, your ego, into the light, continuing to become lighter and brighter. Now release your future into the light for the highest good, becoming lighter and brighter. Now release death and the departed into the light and continue to become lighter and brighter. Now mentally repeat, I am a light being. I radiate the light from my light center throughout my entire body. I radiate the light from my light center to everyone. I radiate the light from my light center to everyone in everything. I am in the center of a large bubble of light. Only light and love can come in. Only light and love can be here. Thank you, God, for everyone, for everything, and for me. relax, take a deep breath, and go deeper. The following are general aliveness and enrichment affirmations. All the cells of my body are daily bathed in the perfection of my divine being. I am always in the right place, at the right time. I am alive now. Therefore, my life urges are stronger than my death urges. As long as I continue to strengthen my life urges and weaken my death urges, I will go on living in health and youthfulness. My physical body is a safe and pleasurable place for me to express myself. I now have enough time, energy, wisdom, and money to accomplish all of my desires. Relax, take a deep breath, and go deeper. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 3 and cause a sound with my fingers. At that moment, you will mentally project yourself back through your life, back to the very first circumstance, the very first event that happened to you when you took your stand about relationship or marriage. 1, 2, 3. You're now back at the very first circumstance, the very first event that happened to you when you took your stand about relationship or marriage. Look down at your feet. Notice what you're wearing on your feet, or are you barefoot? Look at your clothing. Notice what clothing you're wearing. Notice your age and how old you are. Notice who's with you, or are you alone? Notice what you are doing. Notice what others are doing. Notice what you are saying. Notice what others are saying. Notice what emotions you are feeling. Notice what emotions others are feeling. Now mentally project yourself on through that circumstance, on through that event, to the completion of that circumstance or event. And notice the stand that you take about relationship or about marriage. Now, if there's anyone that you need to forgive, forgive them now. If there's anyone that you need to apologize to, then apologize to them now. If you need to forgive yourself, then forgive yourself now. Now, if you're stand about relationship or marriage has not been supportive of an outrageous relationship or marriage, then declare that stand complete. And it is complete forever. Now declare a new stand that will be supportive in you having an outrageous, healthy, happy, alive, energetic relationship or marriage. And it is so. Relax. Take a deep breath and go deeper. Now take a moment to visualize any project on which you are now working or that you're about to begin and see that project forward to a successful completion. Take your time. Relax. Take a deep breath and go deeper. Now feel the love and aliveness coming into your feet and your toes, moving your feet and toes around a little bit. Love and aliveness coming into your calves and your knees and your thighs, stretching your legs. Love and aliveness coming into your waist, your abdomen and your chest. Love and aliveness coming down your shoulders into your arms and hands, stretching your arms and hands. Love and aliveness up into your neck, into your face and your eyes, opening your eyes, wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health. And sharing your love with somebody near you with a big hug. Welcome back. Who'd like to share how that was for you? Anything that... Regina?
I was
sitting
out, and then I started to choke. And I remember being in the kitchen when I was a very little kid, and lots of aunts and neighbors around, but the message was, parents are there for you, but you can't count on me. And I don't know where that came from. I know that my mother's family was one of the factors in our growing up. They were always coming to stay, or you were always going there. And they were always participating in the caretaking. We didn't do much with my father's family, but my father, later on, I know my father always was there doing stuff for my mother and always. So it's like it doesn't quite fit. My father was there, but yet the story is about, you can really understand the women and things.
Okay. Good. Who else?
I have a memory of traveling with my parents, and we didn't do it very often because it was more work for my mother to load my father in the car and the two kids in the car and going places, so we rarely took vacations. But I just remember going somewhere and being on the Indian Polo, that was really near where I lived, and two kids were laid together by. I remember being in the ladies' dressing room seeing all the neat little things you get in the machine. They had little toy dogs that you put little cigarettes in and they smoked. But all that, I don't know, all the little toys. And I remember thinking as I walked out, I remember all the things as a child, I'm never going to get married. And I don't know how that relates to that memory of thinking of all the little toys in there and all those other things you could get. But I always said I never going to get married. And I also smelled smoke from there. I asked Robert if he smelled it, and he said no. Those little dogs. I don't know.
Well, where was your dad?
Oh, in the car. We were all going together. If we did anything, we did it together.
But he didn't use the restroom.